The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 5 reasons why real estate is the best retirement cash flow investment. But before I get started, I just wanted to just check in with you guys, see how you're doing. I want to encourage you if you are starting to invest, you're starting to get involved in whatever capacity that may be. I also want to let you know that we are a resource. We're here to help you. We've got blog articles that come out every week that address all kinds of issues that can help you in your real estate investing. We also, of course, have our podcast, which airs Mondays and Fridays, that you can always tap into. We also have a Facebook group for those that want to get in and get additional information or maybe interact with other investors. We invite you to do that as well. Always feel free to send me an email, too. I'd be happy to answer questions that you have. Also, too, we would love if you guys could just give us a review on iTunes. That really does help us get the message out, believe it or not. The more reviews we get, the more response we get from folks, and it just helps us to get the word out there to others that are interested in getting involved in real estate investing. So, if you can get into that iTunes, give us a rating and review, we would love it. We would love it. Well, let's move on to our topic here. You know, people often associate the word investing with other terms like stocks, bonds, annuities, etc. But hardly does the thought of owning a rental property ever come across their minds. That's because it's rarely considered a standard investment by most people who are looking to invest their money because they think too much is required to find, purchase, and maintain a real estate investment. So it's not as easy as, you know, let's say having an E-Trade account and just buying some Apple stock or something. When compared to other types of investments, investing in real estate, especially in your own income-producing rental properties, is a far better option, I believe, in several ways. Whether you're retired or about to retire, there are many reasons you should consider investing in real estate. And I'm just going to give you 5 that I think are good ones. Number one, it's easy to understand. Unlike trading stocks and bonds, you know, you really don't know what's going behind the scenes at companies that you're investing in. As best as you research and you get information, you know, there's still other people that are controlling what's happening. Real estate is really easy to understand. If you've ever bought a home, you know how to invest in real estate. It can be very tricky to play the stock market because the results happen as a result of factors outside of your control. Most people do not fully understand much about how the stock market works and often have to rely on other so-called experts to decipher it for them. And you don't know if you're dealing with a stockbroker, if they're just trying to make some quota that day, or if they really have a stock that really has some promise for you and your investment portfolio. Real estate investing, however, is an investment you can directly control. It's something that most people, including seniors, find very easy to grasp, thereby making them venture in and carry on with the investment process with ease. That was number one, easy to understand. Number two, it generates passive income. The only work that needs to be done on your rental property is management and maintenance. Now, granted, you have to find a property, and there's some effort there that you have to do, and some research and due diligence, underwriting, and so forth. But, you know, again, once you have that property, I recommend that you hire a property manager. Now, some of you guys are going to want to manage your own properties, and I understand that. But I truly love it as a passive income source. For 10% of the rent, which is usually what you pay a property manager, it's well worth the cost to free me up and to enjoy the passive part of that income. And to that end, it's imperative, though, if you go that route, that you make sure you carefully vet and select your property manager. This is your most critical team member that you have in your real estate investing. Also, it's important that you, or really your property manager, has a solid system in place to carefully screen potential tenants to alleviate the management and home maintenance headaches. You know, with a good property manager, with a good screening program, you really are going to be very, you're not always free of issues. Things are going to happen. Water heaters are going to break, etc. But overall, you're going to really alleviate the problems. Outside of maybe a phone call once a week or once a month with your property manager, a retiree can truly enjoy their retirement and the constant income. Number three, it's an inflationary asset. This is huge. As an impossible force to be reckoned with, inflation is something that remains constant in real estate and life in general. Although the fixed rate mortgage on your rental property will still remain the same, as time goes by, your rental income will increase as you adjust rents upward based on inflation, because the cost of living will always continue to increase. Therefore, as your rental income pays down your debt through your mortgage payments, your income increases year after year. And this helps to keep your expenses steady. In addition, as the property increases in value, of course, and you're paying down that loan, so does your equity. And you always have the option to tap into that if you want to expand your real estate portfolio. Number four, it can be sold. As you pay down your mortgage and equity grows, your real estate investment becomes, it's kind of like a cash cow, this valuable asset that's always available to you. As a senior, you never know when there may be a major medical expense or other emergency where you need a large cash amount. And this is when your rental property becomes that asset that it is. As you rent it out, it will begin to generate monthly income for you. But if there's an emergency, your property is like this huge emergency savings super fund that is always available if you need a large amount of cash. In other words, if there's a need to sell for one reason or another, you can always cash out on your asset. And number five, the final one here, it can be passed on to your heirs. Okay. Real estate is an investment that can be passed down as a tangible asset to the next generation in your family. As a great source of cash flow, it helps to provide income for your retirement today, but it can also generate income for your heirs once you're gone. And it can help supplement their income, their emergency medical expenses, college funds, and items in their life as well. And if they don't need it, it's there as an asset that they can always tap into, whether it's an equity loan or some other way that can help them in their life. One of the most wonderful parts of having real estate, I believe, is that it can become part of your legacy that you pass down to bless your children, grandchildren, and beyond. If you look at the investment portfolios of some of the world's wealthiest individuals, you'll see that real estate is a dominant investment asset. The reason for this is because real estate is a tangible asset. It's not like a piece of paper, like a stock that you're buying. It really holds and increases its value over time, and it's relatively easy to acquire. Whether you're looking for an investment with high returns, a source of additional income in your retirement years, or an asset to grow over time and pass down as part of your legacy, real estate is the ideal vehicle for retirees moving into that next season of their lives. Well, that's it for today. Now, please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, of course, can be accessed in our show notes and the Old Dog's website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king. Real Estate Investing the Means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.